Exclusive: Michael Cassidy, representative guest is colluding with Republican establishment to gain Democrat votes. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 25, 2022. Navy reservist and pilot Michael Cassidy spoke with Breitbart News about his upcoming runoff election against Representative Michael Guest, RMS, and explained that Guest is colluding with Mississippi's Republican establishment to illegally incite Democrats to participate in our Republican runoff. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle began the interview by discussing Cassidy's upcoming runoff election against Representative Michael Guest, RME, on Tuesday. The establishment, they got all their big guns out. They have put over 500,000 of Kevin McCarthy's PAC. They've put a 500,000 of attack ads against me. They put in their hundreds of thousands of corporate PAC money that's going to attack me, Cassidy said. And the reason is because I'm an America First candidate. And I want to shake up the establishment, and just like you said, Guest is a perfect embodiment of that. Cassidy continued. Just a couple of days ago, it came out that Guest was colluding with a member of the GOP establishment here to illegally incite Democrats to participate in our Republican runoff. Let me read to you from the Mississippi Code. No person shall be eligible to participate in any primary election unless he intends to support the nominations made in the primary in which he participates. And that is what the Republican Party, the one with the chairman here, sent out an email that said, even if you're a Democrat, you can vote in this primary for a Republican and then vote Democrat in November. Let our Democratic neighbors know we need their help. Boyle noted that Mississippi's GOP establishment pulled a similar move during a 2014 runoff election and asked Cassidy what could be done in his race to defeat the establishment. Cassidy's strategy to overcome the Republican establishment includes knocking on constituents' doors and increased fundraising to spread his message across Mississippi's 3rd Congressional District. We have increased the amount of volunteers that we have for the campaign by dozens and we're going out. We're knocking on doors, we're spreading the word, Cassidy explained. So that's getting the message out that way. The second way is that we need more money. We need more money to get the message out to you know. There's some people in the district that they got 9 pieces of mail attack ads against me in one day, they got 9 mailers in one day, he said. And so we've got to be able to get back on the TV, back on the radio, back on digital media to get the truth out, to get our record out. Cassidy criticized his opponent for voting for the January 6th commission, funding billions of dollars to Ukraine, and funding Planned Parenthood in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. He also called out Guest for supporting comprehensive immigration reform and not ruling out red flag gun control laws. Cassidy said. Just last week on the radio, when he was asked about red flag laws, he said, well, you know, I don't like them. But I'm gonna have to see what else is in the bill. And that's the kind of lack of backbone that the voters of the Mississippi's 3rd and the voters of the GOP base across the entire nation, were fed up. We're absolutely fed up and disgusted with Republican leadership. That is not strong. We have to fight back against the left, and we cannot do it with the same types of Republicans. Boyle mentioned that hope is on the horizon for the Republican Party due to the victories of America First candidates across the nation, such as Nevada's Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo, Ohio's J.D. Vance, and North Carolina's Ted Budd. The tide is turning. The tide is absolutely turning with all the candidates that you just mentioned, and our own campaign here in Mississippi 3rd that we started, Cassidy said. To conclude, Cassidy told the story of how the Navy tried to prevent him from flying due to his opposition to the Navy's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs as a political candidate. He said. The long story short is that we did an advertisement in front of an airplane at a civilian airfield, all perfectly legal and legitimate. The Navy thought initially that it was on the Navy base, so they got pretty spooled up, and said I couldn't fly. And as they found as they started looking into me, they looked at my website and saw that my platform for the military says that I want to get rid of all the diversity, inclusion, and equity programs in the Navy. I don't know if any of y'all saw a few days ago, that pronoun training video that the Navy has. That's the kind of thing that I want to get rid of. That's the kind of thing that the establishment, they're quiet about. So that was my platform and the Navy said, well, you're going against Navy policy, and that's detrimental to good order and discipline. And I said, if I can't disagree with the Navy, then how can I disagree with any government policy? Again, in a political as a political candidate. Not as not in uniform, not on face as a political candidate. I wasn't going to back down. And that's the kind of backbone that demonstrated by that. That shows that if I get elected to Congress, I ain't gonna back down against the left. I ain't gonna back down against the Renos in D.C. either, Cassidy concluded. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.